This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for the patient. Patricia Santos, Medical Records 135015, Federal 520-1974, referring physician Dr. Mariana Sisk. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, November 16, 2022, indications, screen for colon cancer, GERD, weight loss, possible diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, otherwise normal colonoscopy, paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy. Complications done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure, as per double template, paragraph. Findings, otopharynx. EGD findings, otopharynx appear normal, paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, paired biopsy taken from distal esophagus, allow eosinophilic esophagitis, paragraph. Stomach, there's mild erythema of the antrum and body, biopsy taken from H. pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, paired biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon appear normal, paragraph. Renal flexure appear normal, paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, paragraph. Ascending colon appear normal, paragraph. Cecum appear normal, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 10 years. Next number, anti-reflux measures. Next number, avoid NSAID. Next number, follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Paragraph, patient may need a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis for follow up on weight loss, period. End of dictation.